And yeah, it must be Gary Sinise month, because we started off this month talking to Gary Sinise. And of course, I'm talking about Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan, the Gary Sinise Foundation, which does so much great work for veterans. And then we had the play that he is producing called Last Out. And we talked to Scott about that. And that's an incredible play that's going on now and dealing with PTSD. And then we talked to some companies, Amazon and Home Depot and some other companies that are supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. And now we find out he's formally accepted the Charlie Daniels Patriot Award. And let me tell you what, what a legacy that Charlie Daniels has left. I mean, the Charlie Daniels Journey Home Project. I mean, this thing has just moved forward since Charlie's passing. They continue to take care of veterans. Their mission, of course, is to support veterans in their return, rehabilitation, and reintegration back into civilian life. And now they presented Gary Sinise with their biggest award, the Charlie Daniels Patriot Award. Here to talk about it is longtime manager Charlie Daniels, David Corlew, back on the show. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I so appreciate you having me on today. And obviously, I agree 100% with all that you said about Gary. And you know, as I said earlier, this guy has such a broad reach, and he took that character, that Lieutenant Dan character, and I can't imagine how it is to be Lieutenant Dan. And right. I'm sure everybody goes up and wants to say a Forrest Gump line or
right,
something.
Right.
But he seems to have the patience of a saint, and man, he's been the tip of the spear for fundraising and supporting our veterans. He led the way for organizations like us, and obviously with Charlie, before he passed away, we had created the Patriot Award, and him and I had a short list of people that we wanted to present the award to. And before we could do it, Charlie passed on. And so that's what this past year, 2022, is about, was catching up catching up with Gary and honoring him with that award.
And you know, the guy is so humble. You know, we talked about half an hour and he never brought this award up. He obviously knew about it. And, you know, it's a couple of weeks before he's going to accept it formally. But the guy, he's so good at staying out of it, you know, and making it all about the Gary Sinise Foundation. And you're right, David. I mean, they have raised millions and millions of dollars to build some smart adaptive housing for vets. I mean, they do so many things. And I'm so happy that you guys recognize that. And that had to mean a lot to Gary, too, right?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously the Patriot Award, where that came about was Charlie and I had long conversations about the foundation, and both of us, as we grew older and walked through this deal with the Journey Home Project, we thought about what would happen to the Journey Home Project if he or I passed on. And obviously we are a small organization. We're nowhere in the ballpark of Gary and some of the larger foundations, Tunnels for Towers and things like that. But how could we make an impact? And you know, I think it wasn't Charlie, it was me. Charlie certainly wouldn't have come up with it himself. But I thought, how can we, what can we do to carry on the legacy, even if Journey Home Project ceases to mm-hmm. exist? And, you know, in my heart, and I spent 50 years with the guy, who would not appreciate a Patriot Award from Charlie Daniels?
Oh man.
In my heart, he was just one of the great patriots of our time, you know, along with Gary and Bob Hope and some of the folks that have entertained troops and went out of their way to try to make a mark in that world, in that arena. And so, You know, Gary, so Charlie Daniels Patriot Award, Gary Sinise, it just fits.
And, it does. And like you said, Charlie Daniels, when I think about Charlie Daniels, I just think about he loves America. I mean, he expressed that in so many different ways. He was so proud of the troops, of the veterans, of their service. And so it's just kind of a natural extension, it seems like, what the Journey Home Project is doing and the Patriot Award. And I just want to name some of the other people who have received the Patriot Award. Mike Huckabee, Chris Young, Daryl Worley. I mean, it's a pretty strong list. You've got the Shepherd Center on there. I mean, all of these organizations and people you could point to and say, without question, they love our country and they support the troops, right?
Oh yeah, and it's you know, we could go on and on. There's so many people that are out there fighting the fight and trying to make an impact and make a difference. As we said earlier, it's so overwhelming. What we're dealing with PTS, but also education and the families and the children. You know, we have children that have been impacted. We support an organization called Soldiers Child, or we donate to it. It's all centered around kids and a camp, and it's for kids that have had deployed parents, and these kids have witnessed divorces, they've witnessed mm-hmm. broken families, and we even have kids that have witnessed a parent taking their own life. Mm-hmm. So there's such a need, and so the reach here, we're going to have an event 13th September this year here in Nashville, our annual event, and we have Lee Greenwood that's going to be a recipient this year.
Oh, cool.
As well as, you know, there's another another company, Hunt's Pizza, Hunt's Brothers Pizza, who has been so supportive of not only Journey Home Project, but many other military causes. So, you know, we're hoping to be able to continue this, honor the people that obviously take care of our veterans and again, support us and have been in our corner, and we just appreciate it. And that's what I said, Gary and I, when we talked the other day, is we're a flow through foundation. We raise the money. We don't claim to know, we don't have programs, we don't offer programs, but we know the programs that have been effective. And we encourage people we'd love for you to donate to Journey Home Project, but if not, donate somewhere.
We're talking to David Corlew here on the National Defense, longtime manager of Charlie Daniels, of course, and Journey Home Project leader. You guys have done pretty good on your own here. This last year raised over $1 million. That's your biggest year, right?
Yeah, it's our biggest year, and thank God for Chris Young. When Charlie passed away, obviously we've experienced a little PTS ourselves. I mean, we had Charlie together, and then one day we woke up and it was over. And so that being said, for myself, being in the entertainment business for 50 years and the last 6 or 7 years, I've had the Journey Home Project, which was something that I love, and I'm passionate about it, and I think I'll do it the rest of my life. But be that as it may, I did not have any idea that we were going to keep this thing going without Charlie. And Chris Young reached out to me. I had met Chris in Iraq in 2010 on a film project that I was working on, and he and Craig Morgan were a part of it. And he come up to me and he just said, "Hey, I'll never try to take Charlie's place. I don't want to do that. That's not my intention. But if I can ever help, let me know."
Wow.
And I said, "Well, I'm letting you know I could use some help." And since he stepped in, you know, in 18 months, well, it's been almost 2 years. I mean, we've raised $1.7 million with Chris.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So he's a great patriot. His sister served. He's been wonderful. He's been a gift. And of course, Charlie loved him. He was one of the first Patriot Award recipients. And
so he's in the family.
Yeah, he's in the family now, whether he likes it or not.
Hey, David, you mentioned Hunt Brothers Pizza. Is that the pizza? Is that Casey's? They're in a bunch of places, right?
Yeah, they're in all the there, of course, they're in a lot of the markets where you drive in.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuel stops, and that's them. But what stands out with them is that there's a Hunt's Brothers Pizza in probably 90% of the Ford operating bases around the world for the United States.
Oh, I did not know that.
Military. Yeah, so if you're on a Ford operating base somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, you can at least go to the DFACT or somewhere, and there's Hunt's Brothers Pizza there.
So oh, wow.
They support a lot of they support Reboot. They support a lot of different military organizations. We're just one of many that they have been that they have supported and helped. And so, of course, we're big fans of Scott and all his family and his team there. But, gosh, there's just, you know, there's so many people. There's so many great patriots out there. And it's encouraging. Obviously, we're faced with a big fight here, and to continue to support our veteran community. But, you know, we're going to stay in the fight.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a music question here now, Dave, because like you said, you've been in the music business for over 50 years. And Gary Sinise, great American, great human being. He also has a band, Lieutenant Dan Band. Have you heard the Lieutenant Dan Band?
Oh, yeah, that's how we really first met Gary. When Charlie and I, prior to Journey Home Project, we raised money for a lot of other programs, and we were working on an educational program at Lipscomb College, which is a small kind of semi. It's a faith-based college, and we had General Tommy Franks 1 year, and so the next year we were looking for somebody, and we invited Gary, and we brought the Lieutenant Dan Band in, and so Gary's a heck of a bass player.
He's
a great bass player, and he not only came and his band played, but after they played, Charlie went out with a few of the musicians and played. And so Gary played bass, and him and Charlie and a drummer and another guitar player, they played. Devin went down to Georgia, played
in South Carolina,
do it again, long-haired country boy. So, yeah, Gary's a great bass player, and obviously
you can tell. How much did he love that, playing with Charlie? Oh.
Matter of fact, when I saw him, when I went out to his office to present him with the award, he asked me, he said, can you find me the footage of that night when we played? So we're in the process of looking in the archives at this particular school to see if we can't find the footage of Gary and Charlie playing together. It was a wonderful evening.
Well, hey, so much so that Gary moved his entire operation to Nashville, Tennessee from Los Angeles. You know, Gary's a Southern boy now.
Yeah, we've got him down here where we need him and want him the most.
I asked him when I talked to him, I said, I don't detect a twang yet. and he said, I haven't physically moved there yet, so I'm looking forward to the twang.
Yeah, it was a great time. We went to his office, and I have a picture. He actually got to sit on Forrest Gump's bench. He has the bench right in the lobby, and there's a box of chocolates and Forrest Gump's suitcase there too. So I got to take a picture with Gary, and then I had one of our advisory board members. Joel Pruitt, who's a former 20-year Green Beret, and so we had lots of fun. We had a lot
cool
of laughs
that?
With the
yeah.
bench, and yeah. So it's, but I, you know, I, God bless him for that character, and he took that character and took the initiative, and you know, obviously his family is full of veterans,
right?
And he's created something that we all strive. Obviously I don't think we'll ever be as big as the Sinise Foundation, but man, he sure is a great leader and an inspiration for outfits like ours.
You know, the thing that I've always noticed too, doing this show, David, it doesn't matter the size of the organization when it comes to how much you impact one person. They don't care about the size of the organization. You know, when you can make a difference to one person, and whether it's with PTS or transitioning back or employment or whatever it is, taking care of their families, man, it just, it doesn't matter what size.
Well, it's, you know, it's like athletes, it's like horses, anything with the competitive spirit, it's in the heart.
Right.
And
right.
It's so obvious that Gary has such a big heart. That was what Charlie, you know, Charlie had such a love and heart for the military and all things American. You know, his saying, which is we've coined it and we use it quite often, is the only thing that protects America from evil is God Almighty and the United States military.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it. And Charlie had a heart for both. And so we're, you know, we're, hopefully we can, you know, we look at it at a day at a time, a month at a time, a year at a time. But we've had a good year this year, and we're getting ready to give away some more money. And we just love it. We love what we do at Journey Home.
David, how can people be a part of that and support you guys? What's the best place for people to go?
Well, the best place to do is to go online and go to the Charlie Daniels Journey Home Project.org. The first thing you see is a big red donate button. But, you know, if you can't donate, you know, just spread the word. We're on all the social media, and, you know, spread the word, let people know. And again, encourage them just to, you know, we don't have the opportunities for volunteers to volunteer to help us in any way. But
you can volunteer to donate.
Yeah, you can volunteer to donate. That's 100% right. But, you know, just go out and make a difference. Thank these, not only these veterans, but their families. And you know, let's just try to breathe some of our patriotism back into this country. We're in a fight right now.
Yep, for
God and country. And we need all the patriots that we can rally to beat down the adversary that's trying to take and to, you know, I mean, the weekend's coming up. It's about freedoms. It's about the freedoms we have.
Exactly.
And obviously, we provide – the military community provides freedoms for people to do things that we don't even like. But we accept because it's under the Constitution.
Well said. That is absolutely well said. David, listen, thank you for the time, man. Thank you for Journey Home Project, what you guys are doing. Just greatly appreciate you. You know, I mean, because it takes time. It takes time. It takes planning. It takes effort. And I just thank you so much for doing that.
Well, thank you guys, and God bless you for what you do. Spread the word, and keep sharing the news. And we're gonna keep doing what we do, and we pray that we continue to have people like Gary and Tunnels for Towers and all the big organizations out there that, and the little ones too. I mean, go help the VFW in your town.
Sure.
Go find the VFW, help whoever you can, but thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, David.
Yeah, God bless you.
God bless you too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.